Hi, good morning, everyone. Welcome to EMP. Let's open the Bible and read from the book of Leviticus, chapter 25, verses 1 to 7. And I'm going to read from the NASB translation. The Lord then spoke to Moses on Mount Sinai and saying, "Speak to the son of Israel and say to them, when you come into the land which I'm going to give you, then the land shall have a Sabbath to the Lord. And for 6 years you shall sow your field, and for 6 years you shall prune your vineyard and gather in its produce. But during the seventh year, the land shall have a Sabbath rest, a Sabbath to the Lord. And you shall not sow your field, nor prune your vineyard, and you shall not reap your harvest after growth, and you shall not gather your grapes of the untrimmed vine, and the land shall have a Sabbath year, a sabbatical year, and all of you shall have a Sabbath produce of the land as food for yourself, for your male, female slave, and your hired worker, your foreigner resident, and for those who live as stranger among you, and even your cattle, the animals that are in your land and shall have always produced to eat." Amen. Let's pray. Yeah, Father God, we thank you, God, for this morning. Thank you for the time that we can come together and to worship you and to hear your word, God. We're really happy to start our day with our devotion to you, Lord. Just Holy Spirit, we just invite you right now and come into this sanctuary, come into the room that who tune in, and or even later on who listen to the recording. God, I just pray, Lord, that Holy Spirit will come and guide us and lead us and teach us and also speak directly to our heart. Lord, we just thank you. We devote this time to you. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So as I was praying and asking God what to share on EMP, the theme of rest came up many times. I was trying to think of other things, but God keep bringing me back to the theme of rest. So when I think of rest, the first thing that brought to mind is the Sabbath. And I think we all agree that. The holy day in which its observance is actually mandated in the Ten Commandments. And we also learn from the book of Genesis, God created the world in 6 days, and then he rests on the seventh day. So even God has to rest. And as we are created in his image, and I think we all agree we also need to rest. So what is a Sabbath? And how to observe Sabbath? Let's take a minute to reflect on our own Sabbath, because it's really important. Like, instead of just listening to the EMP, I think I really want more engagement. Let's take like a minute or even just 30 seconds to just reflect on how do you actually observe your Sabbath? Do you go play golf, or you just sleep the whole day, or what do you do? Let's really take a minute to think of that. Okay, so keep that in mind as we look at the biblical teaching on the Sabbath and the importance of rest and what it means for us today as the follower of Christ. So we're going to look at it from the book of Leviticus, the third book of the Old Testament, which I consider as one of the toughest and boring books to read in the Old Testament. Maybe not for you guys, but at least for me. It is packed with like hundreds of ancient covenant laws that God gave to the people of Israel. And most of the law are very strict to our modern reader. But actually, when we read about and learn about the design and the theme, we can understand actually there's a lot of wisdom from them. And as we just read Leviticus 25, it talks about a set of law about the Sabbath. And to understand that, we actually need to go back to Genesis 2. And explore the meaning and the importance of God's rest on the seventh day. in the creation story. So Genesis chapter 2, verses 2 and 3 says, by the seventh day, God complete his work, which he had done. And he rests on the seventh day from all his work, which he has done. He had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because on it he rests from all his work, which God had created and made. So the seventh day is when God complete his work and then God rested. So actually, I was like, what does it mean that God rested? Like, does God need to sleep or he need to take some time off? So, but I imagine maybe like in front of the, you know, completion of his creation, God maybe just stand back and enjoy this like beauty and completeness of his creative work. So it's a day of rejoicing, actually. So, and then he partnered with the humans and who are created in his image to rule over this creation, as we know. And so humans also stop their work every 7 days and commemorate with God together that he is the creator and who has created all this in front of them, right? So everything is in order, it's beautiful, it's abundant. But we all know how the story developed, right? So humans were kicked out of the Garden of Eden, so they lost that order, which including the 7 days rest, actually. So many, many years after God invited his people, the Israelite, and to have a small taste of what it's like of living in the Garden of Eden. So it is recorded in the book of Exodus as one of the Ten Commandments, and where Moses emphasized the importance of Sabbath to the people of Israel. So the Sabbath commandment is written on Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 to 11. You don't have to flip it there. I'm going to read it. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. For 6 days we shall labor and do all work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you or your son, your daughter, your male slave, your female slave, or your cattle, or your resident who stay with you. And for the 6 day, the Lord make the heaven and earth and the sea and everything that is in them. And then he rested on the seventh day. And for that reason, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and make it holy. So Sabbath day is when everybody, like nobody works, sorry. Nobody works. And where you, whether you're rich or you're poor, you're male or female, or even animals have, you can't work, you know. So as verse 10 says, keep it for the Lord. So in other words, the rest is not keep it for yourself. Actually, it's not aimless, you know, what I'm going to do. But it's actually, you know, a God-centered rest. And keep the day holy. What does that mean? So day holy means setting the day aside and keeping focus on the holy Lord. And the verses 11 says, God blessed the Sabbath day. So what does it mean that he blessed the day? How does he bless the day? So according to John Piper, one of the theologians, it means that God makes the day a time of blessing. So when God blessed the day, that the day become rich with blessing. And when you see your blessing in the Lord, and rather than in the, you know, products of human, and you honor his holiness and as, you know, the greatest wealth that you can gain. So the Hebrew word Sabbath is Shabbat, which is the holiest day of the Jewish week. And it's a sacred day of rest and reflection. Think of that. So everybody stop their works and have a meal with their family, friends who celebrate and honor the gods of creation who provide everything that they need. It's kind of forced them to pause and to reflect that while work is very important, of course, you have to work and provide for your family and for yourself, but you know, is that the ultimate provision? But it's also remind them that their ultimate survival and well-being don't depend on their labor. Well, the labor is important. We partner with God on that, but ultimately, God is the provision of life and strength and stability. So the ancient practice of Sabbath actually reminds us that we are dependent on God for everything. All that we do, everything that we have, is a gift from God. And when we forget about that, and our relationship and our environment actually suffer. And God calls his people to rest and remember that his provision is more than enough. So the Israel practice of Sabbath every 7 days, But that's actually more. So we go back to the Leviticus 25. We learn that every 7 years, there's a rest for the land. What's that mean? So Israel was supposed to, were not supposed to plant anything in the 7 year, and which means that they should actually leave their land and just let it grow stuff on its own. Isn't it crazy? And they should eat whatever is produced that year. So I was like, huh? That sounds crazy and risky, right? So what if it grow grass or wheat, you know, the whole family, you know, and everyone that depends on you is going to have nothing to eat, right? So some of the commentary actually say that it's actually a replay of what happened in the Garden of Eden. We keep going, like pointing us back to there. So it's really living off what God naturally produce and provide through the land without any human intervention. Think of that. You know, human work hard, of course, to cultivate the land, to grow food, and over time, it's actually requires a lot of effort and labor, right? And then think of that, like, then we begin to think, oh, so all the result, all this harvest, all actually come from our own effort, you know? So, and then they begin to think that they are responsible for their own survival and provide for themselves, you know? And although it has truth in it, again, ultimately, we are not responsible for our survival. We have to remember that. And actually, we are not even responsible for our own existence. You know, our life were given as a gift from God, and all that we created on earth that has value will actually originate from God as well. So the Sabbath is, in fact, a reminder of us that every breath that we take, every food that we eat, and the value that we create in this world were given by God. So as we've forgot about that, and we started to depend on our neighbor instead of God's provision, and over time we become tired, weary, and burdened. Do you see the connection there? So how should we rest then? So resting sounds like a luxury in Hong Kong, to be honest. Like each day, our calendar is packed with like appointments, chores, and, you know, fulfillments of obligation and responsibility, and even more. Like the list goes on. And have you actually ever had an experience of sleeping like 12 hours but still wake up feeling tired? I have. And have you ever gone on a staycation and a trip that, you know, you're feeling not rested or even more tired, you know, after work? Yeah, I had. So, you know, although I was like physically rested, but I was constantly thinking about like my work and worry about, you know, like things back home, is everything okay, you know, or even things that, oh, you know, I 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stuff, you know, I have to do after my rest, after my holiday, you know, tons of things waiting for me to do, right? So, and we all know that our body and minds is actually interconnected. That's how we created by God. And so a true rest is more than just physical rest. You know, we have to acknowledge that so that, you know, if our mind is constantly going on, even you sit there still, but you still feel tired afterward, yeah? So what's the Bible say about rest? Yeah, so in Matthew 11:28-30, and Jesus tells us, so it's, you know, it's always the best to ask Jesus, what should we do? So Jesus says, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. And take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is comfortable and my burden is light. Isn't it great? So life-giving. So the true rest is to rest in the presence of Jesus. Okay? So I often imagine myself resting in the arm of Jesus, you know, trusting that, you know, even I go to rest, go to sleep, but he will take care of everything else, you know? And or in the, you know, the children Bible, if you guys have read it before, and you often see Jesus, you know, carry the little children on their back, you know, or they gather around under the tree, listen to his word, or he might be telling story or whatnot. Yeah. No? Just me? Okay. So Jesus say that he is the Lord of Sabbath. So releasing the divine goodness of the 7-day rest and out of the world and bringing healing and life. So Jesus also tells us in 1 John 3:19, this is the NIV version. So this is how we belong to the truth and know that we set our hearts at rest in his presence. So actually God wants us to rest in his truth and enjoy his presence. And he also wants to put our trust and hope in him, because it brings refreshing for the soul. And we enjoy the wonderful world around us and appreciate the little small thing that he has given to us. You know, it's a day of rejoicing. It's a gift from God. Have you ever thought of the rest is actually a gift from God? It's part of his first intention, even with the creation. He's part of it. And I think, you know, going back to what, you know, PSAM talk about, this theme of the year is, you know, the God of order, right? So, and I think that's also God's intention of the original order, what it looks like. So resting is part of his order. And I think, like, really having the true rest in him, then we really bringing the order back into our life, you know? So we set aside this, like, we set aside this entire day to just come and to praise him and you know, and to just giving thanks for what he has given to us, you know. And that's why what we do on Sunday, we worship him, we come into his presence and all that. And to but also in the Bible, actually, it didn't really say it has to be a Sunday. Yeah, that's going to be another message. But, you know, it doesn't have to be a Sunday. It has to be, it just has to be like you work 6 days and you rest 1 day, right? So in doing so, it will build a better and more trusting relationship with our Lord and bring us back to that, you know, relationship and reliance and dependent on him, yeah? So, yeah. So for most of us, actually taking time to rest and reflect is a struggle. So right now, I just want to invite you to really think about what it's like to taking one whole day of the week and resting and reflecting on the life basic things as gift from God. And how my intentional rhythm of rest, you know, 6 day and then rest 1 day, and help you understand your role as a steward instead of an owner. You know, we are not the owner of what we have, you know, even our time, you know, we're just the stewards of the time that we have. So what this practice also do want to add to and change and continue to remember your reliance on God, your reliance on God. So as we move into a time of worship, as Thaddeus lead us in worship, so let's ask the Holy Spirit and to really renew our mind and our heart and our view on our work. You know, we may have a different view on our work, maybe not, you know, the way how God wants us to view our work. And thank him for who he is and what he has already given to you. You know, you don't have to worry about what is come tomorrow, you know, worry about, you know, your kids. Of course, you know, they're important, but trusting that God will take care of them as well. And tell him that what is waiting on you and ask him for his provision. And as you pray, remember he cares for you. You know, he wants you to experience the true rest in him. Yeah, let's worship the Lord. as we were worshiping, I was just like, yeah, everything is actually stemmed from His love. Yeah, and because He loves us, so we can trust Him. We can rest in His presence, and we can just, give thanks to Him for everything that He created and has given to us. And we don't have to worry about that, what we're going to eat tomorrow or drinks. He has provided already, and because He's God of love. Yeah, Father, we just thank You, God, for Your love, Lord, and thank You for the gift of rest, Lord. It is really Your first, Your original intention, and for us to actually rest as part of Your order. And Father, we just, Lord, we just pray that those who are feeling tired and weary today, we feel burdened, God, we'll be able to run into Your arms, Lord, and to really just rest in Your presence, and trusting You and trusting You in everything in our life, Lord. God, we just pray today that those of us feel that way, that we can be able to really just come into Your presence and have a true rest in You, Lord. We thank You, we love You, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So let's move to our community prayer today. Let's live up those who are suffering from cancer, who are going through chemo and radiation therapy. Really pray that Lord will bring healing in their life, and also pray for their heart as well. If they're battling, and they must be feeling tired and weary as well. Just pray, Lord, to give them rest and give them strength. To also just pray for their family as well, as they're taking care of them. Let's pray. For those who are battling with illnesses but also need God's salvation. God, I just pray that the Lord will fill them, to heal them physically, but also bring salvation in their life, so that they may come to know Jesus personally and accept him into their life. Let's pray. Thank you. also pray for those that are suffering from various infirmities. Yeah, continue to pray for God's healing in their life, and also yeah, just also pray for yeah, their heart, because it might be a long time so they don't see the healing come happen. They might lose hope, but just really pray that they will find their hope in Lord, and knowing that that He is with them. Yeah, just let's pray. For those who's seeking for a job, just pray for God's open door. Also pray for God's guidance, you know, to lead them every step of the way. Also pray that yeah, they will be able to utilize all the gift and you know, skills that God has given them, and for the position that they will be entering in. Yeah, let's continue to pray for them, and also pray for patience. Like some of them may have been looking for a long time, but yeah, just pray that they will not lose hope, and during this time of waiting, they will continue to yeah, just to equip themselves and continue to dwell in the Lord's presence. Yeah, let's pray. Today's mission focus. Let's pray for Singapore SBSG, led by PSAM Kim. Also pray for SPIN SB Indonesia, led by Pastor Salomon. And also pray for SB Philippines, Bill led by Peony. Let's really pray, God, just continue to give this leader the true rest, and also for wisdom as well to lead this church and congregation, especially during this COVID season. Still a lot of things going on. Just pray, really, God, to really guide them every step of the way, every decision that they need to lead. Just pray that they will be able to follow God's footstep. Let's pray. Yes, let's move on to pray for the education ministry. We pray for SP Kids, led by P. Mary and Lisa, and also SP Youth, led by Donald, SP U, led by P. Andrew. Let's really pray that, I know some of them are, already start gathering in a small group. Just pray that, Lord, will really, you this time, will really good fellowship and learning and all that, really to continue to grow in your word and in your presence as well. Yeah, God, we just pray for them. IP led by Matt, The Well led by Sarah, River led by Rachel. Really, really thankful for these people that who has been working in the background of the church, constantly praying for the church, and also constantly doing healing work in the congregation. Just pray for God's protection for all the leaders, and also pray that God's continue to work through this ministry and bring healing into people's lives. Let's pray for them. the evening outreaches, SB Light, Homie Outreach. I know like both ministry has been going out. Homie, in fact, we're going out next week. If you can pray for us, that'd be great. We're going to go on we're going to go to the Victoria Park and visit those homeless. Really pray, yeah, God will move in our midst and use us as hands and feet and do His work. Pray for all this ministry. Let's also live up the health church gathering tonight. East Bay, Robinson, Olympic, Robin Hood, Coolian West. Yeah, pray for all the gathering tonight. Just pray that Holy Spirit will anoint all the conversation and all the worship. Just pray that they really experience the koinonia, the gathering and the fellowship. Experience your presence. Just pray for them. But not least, let's pray for Hong Kong. The COVID situation seems better, but you know, all this news about the variants and all that. Let's just pray that God continue to bring healing, and we say no to another wave of, you know, COVID or whatnot. Just pray God will continue to bring healing for those who are contracted with COVID, especially helper that who got the virus variant. Pray for healing, and also pray for, yeah, let's just give up those the domestic worker in general, that they have gone through the testing, you know, the worry about, you know, being, you know, have to force into vaccine and all that, like feeling, being, you know, a lot of injustice. Like, just pray God to really bring healing in their life and to protect their heart, and really feel that they are not being not being discriminated. They are also the daughter of the Lord, and they are loved by Him, and He is with them the whole time. Yeah, just let's pray for that, and just pray for the government as well, as they are doing all this like big decision. I know they're trying their best, but just really pray God give the leader the wisdom to really make all this big decision, whether to gather or not gather and whatnot. But just pray God to give them the wisdom to make the right decision. Let's pray. Father God, we just thank you for today. Thank you for your word, Lord. We may that we keep that in mind that a true rest is really a rest in your presence, Lord. We just may we continue to observe the Sabbath. We really just set aside one day to really just to come and worship you and thanking what you have already given to us, every small thing, Lord. And also just to remind us what our reliance is on you, and we're totally dependent on your provision. And Father, just thank you for today. Thank you for your word. We just pray that you continue to speak into our heart and our life as we go on with our day. We thank you, we love you, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So enjoy the rest of your prayer time.